So, today we've been thinking about trust. Have you all still got your sweets in front of you? Has anyone been tempted? Oh, Marjorie's got hers. Have you trusted yourself? Have the people with presents not opened them yet? Has Thomas been able to trust you? It's quite hard, isn't it, sometimes, to trust ourselves? And it's hard when we put our trust into someone to know that we can trust them. And we heard the children talking about times when they had trusted others and their trust had been betrayed, when they had been let down by someone else. We also heard the children talking about times when they had put their trust in God. Times when they felt they needed God's help. And they trusted God and they prayed. And they felt in those situations their prayers were answered. And we're told in the Bible to trust God in everything and not to trust in our own understanding. But do we always feel that our prayers are answered? Perhaps sometimes not. So how do we know that we can trust God? Well, we have lots of stories in the Bible about people who put their trust in God. There are also lots of stories about people in the Bible who really struggled to put their trust in God. Today, Grace just read to us the story about Daniel and how he trusted God, even in the lion's den. In the story, we hear about how Daniel was well liked by King Darius. He was the leader of his advisors, and he also followed God and had faith in God. The other advisors were jealous of Daniel, so they made a plan to get rid of him. They knew that he worshipped God, so they told King Darius to make a new law. It was a law where they could only worship the king, and if they were caught praying or worshipping another god, they would be thrown into the lion's den. Daniel knew the law, but he continued to pray. In the Bible it tells us 3 times a day, with his windows open. And of course the other advisors went straight to the king. Their plan had worked. And although the king was really sad, he had to follow the law. And Daniel was sent to his fate. Now, it's a well-known story, but I wonder whether you've really, really thought that deeply about it. There are some things about Daniel that you have to really admire. Of course, his trust in the lion's den. But actually, I think there's more than that. Daniel knew that he would be in big trouble if he prayed to God, but he didn't stop. He didn't even hide away. He trusted God, and he knew in his heart that no matter what, he would be okay. What an amazing faith that is. He kept praying to God, even though he knew he would end up in the lion's den. I think this illustrates to us that actually trusting God, worshipping God, having the faith that we have as Christians isn't always easy. Having faith doesn't mean that everything in life is going to be okay. Everything's going to go right for us all the time. And that's because we're human. We live in a world with lots of other people who do not always treat each other or the world very well. I wonder if you can think of a time when you have felt like you've been in a lion's den. Maybe grown-ups, you can think of a time or a situation at work when you've had to go into a difficult meeting. Or maybe you've had to go to a medical appointment and you felt scared. Because actually children, grown-ups do feel scared too. I wonder in these situations how you might have responded. Maybe if it was a situation you felt you were thrown into, and you hadn't done anything to be there particularly, and you couldn't understand why you were in this situation, maybe you felt, and it's a very natural response, maybe you think, why God, why would you let this happen to me? It would have been very reasonable, I guess, for Daniel to think that. After all, it was praying to God that got him into this mess, wasn't it? So surely God should have saved him before he was put into the den, shouldn't he? Now let's think for a minute. Why was Daniel in the den? Was it God's fault he was there because he was praying to God? Well, actually, it wasn't God's fault that Daniel was put into the den. It was the other advisors. They made the law. They got Daniel into the situation where he was thrown into the den. And when Daniel was there, he didn't blame God for the situation. He trusted that God would help him through it. And of course, we know that God did. An angel was sent and Daniel wasn't hurt at all. And I think whilst this is a story that maybe we heard as children and one that we tell to our children, it's a really, really important lesson for us all. Because perhaps if we find ourselves in a difficult situation where we might be tempted to think, come on, God, I pray, I love you, I serve you, I do loads of good things for your kingdom, I work really hard, I'm a good person, and yet I'm in this mess. Why would you do this to me? Why am I here? Maybe we can remember Daniel and know that the trust we can have in God, and the fact that actually we live in a fallen world, and the world is far from perfect. So things aren't always going to be right for us. But we can have the faith that God loves us and that through any problems, no matter how big or how small, God is there. We might not always notice, or we might not always think that our prayers are being answered, but God is there with us through all things if we just have faith and trust in him. Let's pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and care for us so much. We thank you, Lord, that even when we can't see you, even when we can't feel your love with us, even when we feel far from you, Lord, that we can trust that you are there with us in all things, and that whilst there are situations in our lives that we can't understand, we can trust, Lord, that you are there helping us through, and that we can come to you in prayer, and we can read stories in the Bible of those people who have trusted in you and who, Lord, you have answered their prayers. And we thank you, Lord, that we can draw on this learning from the Bible, and that we can always draw on times in our, also draw on times in our own lives when we noticed your presence with us, when we felt that you had carried us through and helped us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you. Amen.